USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Thursday, President Trump spoke about the economy and police reform.
Radical efforts to defund, dismantle, and disband the police. They want to get rid of the police forces. They actually want to get rid of it. And that's what they do, and that's where they go. And you know that because at the top position, there's not going to be much leadership. There's not much leadership left. Instead, we have to go the opposite way. We must invest more energy and resources in police training and recruiting and community engagement. We have to respect our police. We have to take care of our police. They're protecting us. And if they're allowed to do their job, they'll do a great job.
Rough day on Wall Street as the Dow lost 1,862 points to finish at 25,128. The S&P fell 188 points. And the NASDAQ dropped 528 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The Senate Judiciary Committee voted along party lines on Thursday to give Chairman Lindsey Graham authority to issue subpoenas against dozens of Obama and Trump administration officials tied to the Russia investigation. Democrats hotly objected to the South Carolina Republicans' effort to gain subpoena power during a debate that carried over from last week when a vote was postponed. Former Vice President Joe Biden is spreading conspiracy theories on late-night TV. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden says his greatest concern right now is that President Trump is going to try to steal the November White House election. In an interview on The Daily Show last evening, Biden said he's worried that some votes won't be counted. The former vice president and presumptive Democratic presidential candidate saying that Trump has already cast doubt on the use of mail-in ballots as being legitimate.
Biden also claiming that the president may not accept the election results. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Antifa demonstrators in Seattle have taken over a six-block radius in the city's Capitol Hill neighborhood, which they're calling an autonomous zone free of police. This all began late Wednesday, and when Washington Governor Jay Inslee, a Democrat, was asked about this yesterday, he claims he knows nothing about it.
Well, that's news to me, so I'll have to reserve any comment about it. I have not heard anything about that from any credible source. Not that you're not credible, it's just like, before I espouse an opinion, I should know of which I speak.
President Trump is threatening to take back the city of Seattle if state officials do not. Minneapolis is taking steps to restore the trust of their police department. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
It was a big step, announced by Police Chief Madaria Arredondo.
I am immediately withdrawing from the contract negotiations with the Minneapolis Police Federation.
He's planning for transformation reforms in the department following the death of George Floyd in the hands of several officers. He plans to introduce a new system that uses real-time data to pinpoint possible behavioral problems.
Integrate new systems that use research on police behavior to connect officer performance data so department leaders can identify early warning signs of misconduct.
Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.